FM 90.3 WJTL, 7 time down, the 99. Good morning to you. It's 9:30. Joining us live on the phone is our friend Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. Good morning to you, Mark.
How's it going, man? You doing well?
We are doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Lancaster area. Fred and Mindy with you here this morning. Mindy, go ahead.
Morning, Mark. Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, how's it going? Can y'all hear me okay?
We can hear you great. Now, we're going to talk to you about the concert, about your new record, and about a bunch of other stuff, but I asked where you were, and you told me you're going into the dentist.
Yes, I'm going to the dentist. My crown came out, and believe me, my youth group has had plenty of fun with the idea that casting crowns just cast his crown.
Oh,
but so I'm getting a new one today. Oh, yeah, I've been hearing it for 2 days. It's been... been the joke of the church.
Probably feels like a year you've been hearing it, though, huh?
Oh, well, does it hurt?
No, it's fine. It just slipped out. It slipped out right before I had some surgery. So it's a good thing it slipped out then, not during the surgery. So that was perfect.
Wow. So we're talking with Mark Hall. The Casting Crowns Only Jesus Tour is coming to the Giant Center March 17th with Zach Williams, Austin French. It's sponsored by Compassion International. It's a 37-city tour. It kicks off February 21st in Richmond, Virginia, wraps up May 4th in Texas. And so you mentioned your youth group. Is it true Casting Crowns isn't even your full-time gig?
Yeah, that's right. The funny thing is most people, when they say they're a youth pastor, people don't think that's a real job either. So I'm a youth pastor and a musician. So I've got two half jobs. I think people still want to know, no, but what do you really do, Mark?
Yeah. What's your real job?
But I've been a youth pastor. Yeah, I've been a youth pastor since, half my life, literally. So I'm full-time still at the church. So Sunday through Wednesday, we're normally home. We lead the worship in our church on Sunday. And so the songs that I write come from what I'm teaching at the church. So when Crowns happened, we started traveling mainly Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that's how we tour, is just on the weekend. So my family goes with me, and we roll back in home Sunday morning and walk into church, and we've been doing that for, oh my goodness, about 15 years.
So I was going to ask you if it's hard to balance that, but if you've been doing it that long, you've figured out a way to make it work.
Oh no, it's hard. It's really hard. pick the day. I mean, there's days that it's perfect. I mean, there's days that it all works well, and then there's days where you're like, what am I doing? But everybody's got that. Everybody's busy and they're trying to juggle everything. I think the thing that I've got going for me is that my kids travel with me, and that's been the blessing. So being gone on the weekends doesn't mean being gone from them.
Right.
I'm spread thin pretty much everywhere I go, but I don't want anything to take me away from them. So I don't want them to feel like the church took me away or Crowns, took their dad away. So we've been doing it together from the start. They don't know any different.
Wow. I applaud that. In 2015, you got the call from the doctor that there was a mass on your kidney and you had cancer.
Right.
And can you share in any way, share with us what that felt like getting that news?
Man, I've being a pastor, you walk through this journey with so many people, but there's nothing to really prepare you for the doctor saying it to you. The whole time he was talking to me, I felt like we were talking about somebody else. I was like, man, we got to pray for this guy. Who are we talking about?
Yeah.
And my doctor's a good friend of mine, and he was just saying, okay, here's what you got, here's what's going on. Because I went into the doctor for acid reflux, and they found kidney cancer. Kidney cancer is usually found on accident while they're looking for something else. Like,
okay.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
So it was really out of left field. And it shook me a little bit. But, I feel that God surrounded me with just the right people. That's what the church is about. And I had people praying for me, being with me on it. And just a month ago, Jerome from Switchfoot had kidney surgery. He had cancer as well. And I called him up and said, bro, you got this. And he was talking about the same thing, saying how the church, man, what would we do without the church? The church is not a meeting on Sunday. The church is a group of people that need each other. And you got to let people into your life. So that was an area that God really spoke to me about. Because I tend to be as outward and extroverted as I seem. I'm really not. especially when I'm hurting. I'm not a hurting person. I don't hurt in front of people. I just kind of deal with my problem. And I really didn't want to tell anybody about cancer. I just wanted to just kind of deal with it. And my wife spoke to me in her loving fashion and said, well, that's not what we're going to do, Mark. We're going to tell everybody. So the Lord speaks to her very often in my life. Because I didn't know how to fix it. I didn't know how to receive encouragement from people. I'm a giver. I know I like comforting others, but I don't receive it very well. And I almost missed that. And just my wife giving me that nudge. I think the big lesson I learned with cancer was let the church be the church.
Hmm.
Sure, they're going to say corny things. You know, they're going to try to make it all better in one statement. And God's got this and this and this. You know, they're going to say all the little Hallmark sayings that they do. But you've got to let them do that. You got to see the heart of people that are trying to love you, even if they don't know how to say it.
Right, because into your life. They want to be a part. Even if we say it poorly, they mm-hmm. want to connect with you.
Right, right. And as a pastor, I've always helped my students with, when someone in your life is suffering, don't feel like you have to go fix it for them. Just go be there. And that's what drives us away sometimes from people, that when you hear a friend has cancer, sometimes you're like, I don't know what to say. So I kind of run from them. So, you know, the two sides of this whole situation is, when you've got a person in your life that's hurting, don't think you've got to fix it with your words. Just go be there. But if you are the person that's hurting, let people in and let them love you, as awkward as they want to be. Just see the heart of what everybody's doing. And so I'm talking your ear off. That's a big deal. Learning how to receive love from the church is a big deal.
Because when you're going through anything, health issue, anything, you feel alone. So even if just somebody comes along and is just hanging out with you, it just makes things so much better and takes away that loneliness, don't you think?
It really does. When I go visit somebody in the hospital, usually I won't even ask them, you know, about the situation that they're in there for. I'll talk to them about everything else. I was like, you know, I bet this person's a little tired of talking about what the numbers are for their tests. So I'm like, hey, have you seen any good movies lately? You know, sometimes just being with people that are in a tough space, just your presence there is so good for them.
No, that's really good. So you had your surgery, your kidney removed. What's your prognosis now, Mark?
I'm doing great. You know, the recent thing for me is I had vocal surgery 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I had some issues in my voice, and my vocal coach and doctors have just said, you know, it's crazy that you've been singing this long and haven't had a problem yet.
Yeah.
So I was really thankful for that, but they found everything early. I didn't have any of those, you know, like the polyps or that sort of stuff, but it was just sort of the beginnings of it. And so I did some vocal rest and was quiet for a while and had surgery and have come through that. And man, everything's going so well.
But, man, that's great. Well, your speaking voice sounds fantastic.
Well, thank you. And I've still got 4 weeks or three, about 2.5 weeks here. I'm doing the ramping up and singing, and it was perfect timing for this problem to rise up, you know, during a break.
Yeah.
In our touring. So we are so excited to get on the road, because these songs, man, I'm fired up about these songs, and I can't wait to share them with people.
Well, it's your 10th studio album, Only Jesus. Tell us a little bit about the making of this album. How was it different than some of the other Cast and Crown albums?
Well, all of the albums normally happen in about 2 years, and they start with what I'm teaching to families in our church. They come from Bible studies, devotions, things like that, and then one-on-one moments. Like just yesterday, I met with 4 different guys one-on-one for an hour, and we just walked through life. We walked through family. We walked through scripture, and those moments is where these truths start kind of coming out, and I'll see things that seem like, okay, I don't think I'm the only one dealing with this problem. I should talk about this, and that's where the songs start. And then when I start writing, there's a season of, you know, adding the music and all that sort of stuff. But the theme that's really come out with me lately is the idea of this Only Jesus song. And when you look at people in the Bible, you know, people in the Bible, I don't think any hero in the Bible ever set out to be a hero. It just didn't happen. They didn't get up and go, I want to be a leader. I want to be a hero today. Kind of like we say now in our generation. They just got up in the morning and said, okay, Jesus, I love you so much, I'll do the very next thing you say. You say it, I'll do it.
Right.
And I don't think people that walked with Jesus necessarily had to humble themselves like I do now. I think back then they were walking there right beside him, and it humbled them. They didn't have to humble themselves. They were humbled, right?
Right, right.
So John the Baptist had people coming to him saying, tell us who you are. We'll go tell everybody. And John the Baptist is like, what? No, wait a minute. You have no idea the train wreck that I am. You don't even need to know my name. You just need to know Jesus. Knowing me is not going to help you. And I was in Walmart recently, and a guy walked up that recognized me and said, man, I want you to know I am. I'm your favorite band, man. And he meant to say, we were his favorite band. And so I liked him automatically. And he's like, dude, you got this song. It's been my favorite song for years. And it's how God really got a hold of my life. And he couldn't remember it. He's like, wow. Oh, it was about, it was like God and like his love for us. And I was like, okay, that's kind of every song. And,
yeah.
And I said, was it Who Am I? He goes, no. I was like, oh, okay. He said, it was like the wind and the rain. I was like, oh, praising the storm. He goes, no. I was like, okay, I'm not helping. And so he kept going and never remembered the name of the song. And said, man, all I know is I was driving down the road and that song came on and I knew that I needed to hand some things over to Jesus. And everything changed for me on the side of the road because of listening to that song on Christian radio.
Wow.
And then he left and I never knew the name of the song. And in that moment, I realized that's awesome because I know my place in that situation. My place in that situation was not to be remembered by him. My place was that I got to run a lap with him and his wife for about 4 minutes on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I got to be a little part of what God's doing in his life. And that is what you see. All through scripture, you just see, look, I am not the point. I am here to point to the point. I don't need a legacy. I don't need to be remembered. What is that going to do for anybody? So when you come to our concert, within the first 20 minutes, if you've ever, you guys have seen us live, you always hear me talk about being dyslexic, being a dork and messing up all the time and God loving me anyway. So anything you're going to remember about me is going to be the stuff that just points to Jesus anyway.
Right.
And that's the point of this whole song. The next single, I'm probably not even supposed to talk about this, the next single we want to put out is a song called Nobody. And it's the song of John the Baptist. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody, you know. And so I'm really trying to move that direction in a very me-centered generation, not in an ugly way, but in a way of saying, look, there is an end to where you can take people. But if you will step aside and let your life point to Jesus, there is no end to what he can do.
Amen. We're talking with Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. March 17th, they're going to be at the Giant Center. We hope you're going to be there too. Mark, speaking of running laps, I saw the other day that when you need a pick-me-up, when you need somebody to run a lap with you, one of your favorite songs is From the Cry, Take My Hand.
Oh, man. That is a band that everybody needs to go find. That record was so huge for me. Whew. You know the song?
Oh, yeah. I'm playing it in the background right now because I love those guys. Your dreams stand to dust. Did you ever see them live, Mark?
Oh, over and over and over, many, many, many times.
I just love that band.
Being dyslexic as a kid, I didn't get into the word much for myself. So it was Christian music that got me into the Bible. So I would hear songs like that and I would go, okay, where did that come from? And I would look for interviews and look in the record notes and try to find the scriptures and I'd go look them up. And there are some songs on that record that literally formed me. I mean, they just worked in me big time.
And now God
the
came back around.
The cry starts with a K if you want to look it up.
Now God's using you, Mark, in the same way. There's probably kids out there listening to your stuff, too, who are doing the same thing. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Love that song, The Cry. We used to play them here a lot, Mark. And, boy, love that band. So I thought that was cool because that's probably my favorite song that they did as well. Hey, I saw that on Twitter. Speaking of social media, we follow you on Instagram. And I've got to ask you about one of your posts where you're drawing cartoons with both hands. Did you really do that?
Yeah, I really did. if you go on recently, I've done some drawings of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I was on vocal rest for about 2 weeks, almost a month. 2 weeks of it, complete silence, and the rest of it just able to whisper. And during that time, I was an art major for years. I was an art major in college. That's what I wanted to do before music. So I didn't get to draw very much after youth ministry happened, and then now I draw pictures with words. But during my silent time, I started drawing. And the upside down thing was an accident. I was at a restaurant with my daughter, and it was one of those where they put the paper on the table.
Yeah.
And there's crayons. And I just did this thing. I thought I could probably do this with both hands. And I'd never done it before. So I'm drawing the pictures with two hands, both hands at the same time, and it's upside down. So if you go to Mark Hall CC on Instagram, you can see some of those drawings. My guys are trying to convince me to do it live in the concert.
So I think it would be awesome. It was actually really fascinating to watch.
Yeah, well,
I've never seen anyone do it before.
Yeah. I speed it up to where it's like 2 minutes long because it takes about 13 minutes to draw it, and I don't think anything takes 13 minutes.
Yeah, so true, so true. We're talking with Mark Hall, the Only Jesus Tour with Zach Williams and Austin French, coming to the Giant Center in Hershey March 17th. It's sponsored by Compassion International. The tour kicks off here coming up February 21st. It's going to Virginia, North Carolina, New Jersey, Massachusetts, but we're pretty excited, Mark, that you're coming to Hershey.
And my kids always love coming to Hershey, and I think you know it's not just because of the fellowship, but we're going to be tearing up the Hershey place.
Oh, yeah. Pretty great. Well, Mark, we're going to let you go get your crowned casted.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's right.
And we hope you have a great day. Thank you for taking time to talk to us.
I won't be able to feel my lips after what you get on the phone.
It'll be a VeggieTales song.
I kind of wish you would call us after you got the crown, because I kind of like to hear that. Mark, thank you for being a blessing. Thank you. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just love you guys, and I thank you for what you do. And, again, there are people right now driving in your town, just hitting seek on the radio and landing on truth because of what Christian radio does. I'm a product of Christian radio, and I'm thankful for what you guys do.
Amen. We're thankful for you. Thank you for pointing to Jesus. We look forward to seeing you in March. Have a great rest of your day after the dentist.
All right, you guys. See you soon.
I love you, man. Thank you so much for calling. That's Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. The Only Jesus Tour coming to the Giant Center March the 17th, and we're going to play their new